Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. This week, employees like remote work, employers like remote work, just for different reasons. On this edition of PeopleTech, brought to you by NetSuite. If you're a business owner, you know that running a business is tough, but you might be making it more difficult than you have to. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down anymore. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour. Go to netsuite.com/HCM. First, some news. Recruiters hope that any loosening of immigrant work visas will help tech companies land better candidates. It'll do that by expanding the talent pool and easing the industry's ever-present labor shortage. The Wall Street Journal says rolling back the previous administration's restrictions is being considered by the Biden White House. Those included scaling back the H-1B visa program. Executives told the Journal that the industry needs better access to talent since demand from technology services is increasing. The trade group CompTIA said U.S. employers added about 391,000 technology jobs during December 2020, which kept the IT unemployment rate at 3%. That compares to an overall rate of 6.7%. American companies posted more than 200,000 openings for IT positions in December. A few other bits. The performance management platform Inspire Software announced a new release that includes 360-degree feedback and more service anniversary recognition. It also enhanced and added integrations to help managers and workers develop their careers, gain insights, and offer praise without leaving apps they're already using. There's also a redesigned mobile experience. And after a year-long pilot, Daily Pay launched Cycle, a new feature of its core platform. Cycle handles disbursement of off-cycle payroll, making payments electronically. The company says Cycle is all about convenience for employees and simplified bookkeeping for employers. Let's take a break. You're listening to PeopleTech from the HCM Technology Report. This edition is brought to you by NetSuite. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/HCM. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more, everything you need all in one place instantaneously. So ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/HCM. And now, there's been a lot of talk about people being able to work from wherever. Employees are thinking more about moving away from the corporate home turf for personal reasons, and employers are thinking more about finding and hiring the best talent wherever it happens to be. Robert Half says that more than half of workers it surveyed, 51%, said they'd consider moving to a different city if long-term remote work arrangements were in place. Meanwhile, HR managers think their companies are open to the idea of employees working from someplace else. 50% said they've allowed staff to relocate temporarily, while 38% said they're supportive of permanent moves. There's a rub, though. Employees aren't willing to trade compensation for location. As far as they're concerned, a pay cut shouldn't be part of any discussion if they decide to relocate. That probably doesn't bother employers very much. Recruiters say that by adopting the idea of a widely dispersed workforce, specifically getting comfortable with hiring the right employees from anywhere in the world, then connecting them through video conferencing and other technologies, companies first gain access to a more dynamic talent pool, and second, get the chance to trim less than strong workers from their headquarters. It's all causing many companies to rethink their approach to pay. According to HR managers, 74% of employers now determine salary for relocating staffers by the company office location, 23% set it by the employee's new location, only 3% haven't made a decision yet. This has been PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report, brought to you by NetSuite. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite. Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Now's the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. Schedule your free product tour at netsuite.com/HCM. That's netsuite.com/HCM. People Tech is a member of Evergreen Podcast. Check out other shows at www.evergreenpodcasts.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.
The world's best-known investor and Wall Street expert, Warren Buffett, once said, "Wall Street is the only place that people ride to in a Rolls Royce to get advice from those who take the subway." Mr. Buffett's quote is remarkably accurate, but how many people would rather receive advice from him than someone simply guessing? Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, your single source for Wall Street knowledge and profitable guidance. Please join me, Todd Schoenberger, and fellow trader Tobin Smith, as well as host Veronica Dudo, for a podcast known to move the needle for investors. Tobin and I are seasoned Wall Street executives with deep investment experience, and we are prepared to share our advice to those who choose to listen. Download Buy, Hold, Sell today on the Evergreen Podcast Network or your favorite podcast channel.